The views and opinions of Robin and Maynard show producers do not necessarily make any sense.
Where are you going?
Who, me?
Where are you going?
Me?
Hey, where are you going?
Now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop.
Whoa.
To fix Emmett.
All right.
You told me that I would no longer be tortured with that.
You told me.
Mm-hmm.
You told me.
You promised me.
You promised me. You told
yes,
me.
I know.
Yeah. I think you're... I don't know how accurately you can gauge the
temperature. Say that again, please. I didn't understand the lick of it. You don't know how what? Lackily? That's what you said.
Ask that question
lackily? You said, I don't know how lackily you can do something.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And what were you talking about?
Well, look it up. Look it up. It's a common word
right,
used around
the house.
House.
Okay. You don't know how
that is our phrase that pays today.
You don't know today. How lackily I can do
it's
what?
Our phrase that pays today is, you don't know how to lackily.
Hanging out with Ron these days, are you, son?
Oh, God. You heard
he called.
Him, didn't you? I know he called.
You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Robin.
Yes, Ron. How are you?
I'm really quite well. My suit came in today at $76 trillion. Which is just under the Star Wars plan by...
Now, you're out of Western State Hospital, I thought.
Yes, I'm in Compass.
You're at another hospital because you were beaten like a common thug by the Everett police?
Correct. Mm.
And what happened there?
Well, they wouldn't give me my nitroglycerin for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know...
And how did you end up beaten over that?
Kill the power.
No,
well,
no.
Well, they brought me out to Compass.
Right.
I don't know what
and
that
they
is.
They didn't give me my nitroglycerin for my heart at Compass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They threw me in a seclusion room.
Okay, kill the
no, no.
And I have a bad heart from the Air Force.
Right.
Paroxysmal tachycardia.
Right.
In 63 at Fairchild Air Force
oh,
Base.
God.
Mm-hmm. Spokane.
Mm.
Spokane, yes. Mm. Tom T. Hall stuck in a motel room in Spokane.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, you're all over
yes.
the road there. Yeah, thanks, Ron.
But he still made
Man.
More sense than...
Well, I don't know.
Lackily... As you'd spoken a moment ago.
That's our phrase that pays. And by the way, Ron, your $76 trillion, the Duke of Bavaria laughs at $76 trillion is nothing.
Robin and Maynard, my wife likes to listen to a 101.5 program in the morning on the way to work. They have a contest every morning where women are asked questions that men would normally be able to answer. Men ask questions that women would be able to answer. This morning, the male contestant was Bob Helsvig. He is now a regular on the Kenton Allen program.
Oh, my God. Well, at least we got him off our back.
Oh, no. He was
Enjoy
on like
him,
10 times
yes.
last week. Sure. All right.
It's 4:43. Yes, hello.
You're talking about Helsvig. I heard him just a few days ago in the morning, like 5:30 or whatever, as I'm on my way to work, on the mountain. And they introduced him as Bob. We have a new listener, Bob.
Yeah.
And it was Helsvig.
It was Nadman.
He was on the mountain in the morning.
Some kind of a strange compulsion. So there's three stations
so
that he's
on. He's all over the
cool.
place.
Yeah, yes. All right.
All
did
right.
he win?
No, he just requested a song.
Oh, that was
oh, we
it.
Did.
And they
yes.
were kind of, they kind of, you know, took it. They didn't realize who he was.
Yeah, well.
They just thought he was the regular guy.
That's the Benzedrill factor at work. Thank you very much.
Hey, just passing it on.
I don't know how you could think he is a regular guy, but all right.
I remember that song, John, from 14 years ago today, Mark and Sally. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, Robin.
Mark and Sally went down the aisle.
A wedding night is always a stressful evening.
Well, it was for you that night, wasn't
Sometimes
it?
Sometimes causing gastrointestinal distress.
Or lack of performance.
Sally was blue.
Mm-hmm. So were you. Steel, that is.
Oh. Well,
we are gathered here together in the sight of God.
Remember that?
In the face of his company.
I sure do.
To join together this man and this woman
mm-hmm.
in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God.
No.
And therefore is not by any to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly.
Sally was indisposed, and I... said to Mark, I said, so, you know, now where are you going? Now where are you going to go?
Yeah.
And he said,
now I'm going down to Emmett's Fix-It Shop to fix Emmett.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Charles,
that's the way we're going to play this game, then
yes,
we'll play it that way.
We're getting Charles Bronson ultra mileage. Yeah, more Bronson, more often.
All right.
It's 4:51. Here's Robin's Viewmaster traffic with something about road construction.
I just told you the traffic.
What happened?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Folks, Seafair has fair prices. Seaview has fair prices. Fair prices. On over 200 good used cars. Most have warranties. There's one that doesn't. Don't get the unlucky one.
What'd I hear?
He said there's one that...
A huge selection, all makes and models. Linwood, 180th and Highway 99, not far from the natural gas.
It's terrible, I know. I heard about it.
It's fun to shop Seaview Chevrolet, Pontiac, and GMC.
Classic Rock A to Z this weekend. Counting them down in... Are they in chronological order, Roy?
Yes, money.
No, they're not. They're in alphabetical order.
Ah.
We start with the A's and we go right through to the Z's. What is the Z tune, Roy?
Ziggy Stardust.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Yes, that's right.
All songs are heard in chronological...
No, it's in alphabetical order.
It's alphabetical this time, Roy.
Weirder story coming out of Calcutta, John. Indian doctors have removed a fetus weighing 2.2 pounds from a six-month-old baby.
No, wait a minute. That's the Weekly World News.
Now, no, it's not. It's Reuters.
If you get
anything... It's the Reuters news website. They're not going to tell you that. This is a rare case. They call it fetus in fetu, a phenomenon in which an imperfect fetus is contained within the body of its sibling.
A six-month-old baby.
Boy, yes.
Baby boy.
Uh-huh.
With a two-pound wang.
No, a two-pound...
Well,
a two-pound baby inside of him. No joke. You think I'm kidding you?
A pregnant six-month-old boy.
Not pregnant. He doesn't have a uterus. The baby is inside of his body where his kidneys are
and
stuff.
Hang on a second here. A fetus is inside of a six-month-old boy.
Fetus in fetu.
Where would the fetus be?
In the belly.
In the belly.
Yeah.
Growing.
Well, not growing, no. It's just, it's in there. I don't know if it's growing or if it's, it can't be nurtured. I don't know. They took it out.
It's gone. It's been surgically removed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing that up.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Kill the power.